Welcome everyone to tonight's
欢迎
webinar.
每一位
哈，
今天呢，欢迎来到我们今天晚上的网络会议。我们现在稍微多等几分钟让大家有机会了陆续加入我们哈。
Hi everyone, welcome to tonight's webinar.
大家好，欢迎来到今天晚上的网络会议。我们稍微多等几分钟哈，让那个大家有机会那个登入哈。谢谢大家的耐心。
Okay, I think we can go ahead.
我们现在可以开始了。
Welcome everyone.
欢迎每一位啦，
来
到今天晚上的那个网络会议。这个是我们那个哈阿拉米达县的那个公共卫生部的对新冠病毒的疫苗的一个最新的情况的报道。
So tonight we have
今天晚上呢
and,
有西班牙文跟那个国语普通话的那个同步翻译、请你看看那个荧幕上面的那个说明呢来使用呢我们的那个口译的功能、那你就可以听到那个普通话国语的翻译、我现在给大家三两分钟的时间呢去选择那个翻译的功能哈、选那个Chinese 中文啊，那你就可以听到我那个同声翻译了。看荧幕上面的是中文的指示。
Okay.
好了
so, tonight's webinar
那今天晚上的会议呢会录下来的、每一位呢在跟进的时候呢可以再翻看、参加者所有呢都保持静音那个聊天框呢现在是关闭、你可以把你的问题呢透过那个问题解答的方框里面提出 Q&A。
Feel free to write your questions.
请你随便呢哈、
敢
把那个用西班牙文或者那个中文呢在那个Q&A 的框里面呢这个提出你的问题。
With that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our moderator.
那我们现在呢，把时间交给我们的主持人啊 ，Jennifer Cubbin。
Hello and good evening, friends.
谢谢，也大家夜晚好。大家朋友，
很
高兴大家能够参与我们你们的时间是宝贵的。我们非常的感谢你们对我们的支持。如果你能够这个从头的到尾的哈，完全的。
So、I
我觉得呢，就没办法用言语来、表达我们对你的感谢。
Get into some fun stuff. Welcome to the Alameda County Public Health Department.
欢迎你来到那个阿拉米达县那个公共卫生部的那个就那个新冠病毒的疫苗的那个、
Just a reminder,
最新的报道。
That is our local RNRs. That is four seeds, bananas, and Hively. First five Alameda County, Alameda County Office of Education,
Alameda County Public Health.教育部啊，县的啊，公共卫生部啊，还有呢，公共那个社会服务部啦，还有政策部啦。大概你们不一定认识我，我们叫 Jennifer Cabin， 我是个分析员 ，SSA 的分析员哈。我今天晚上的任务是担当各位的那个主持人。
I want to provide you some context and general information of how tonight will flow.
谈谈今天晚上那个程序大概是怎么这个进行的。
So Lisa will be,
Lisa 呢就会
again introducing shortly. Will provide us with a county public health update that will cover vaccines and access.
告诉一下那个县的最新的对那个疫苗的那个情况的报告。
遇
到了这个，
必须要按照那个联邦跟州的指引呢来进行。
现在呢。
And after her presentation, we will go into a Q&A session.
我们呢就有一个 Q&A 那个问题解答的那个环节。
Questions that you might have had, we've taken those. Lisa will try to answer those with the information she has available.
Lisa 呢就按照她掌握的。
Please know that you are still able to submit questions in the Q&A box.
记得啦，你要提问题可以在那个问题解答那个 Q&A 的框框的这个荧幕的里面。
We will be following up with an FAQ to answer those questions, and that will also come in translation English, Spanish, and Chinese. Once we do that, we'll just conclude with a few resources and next steps
for you to note.
Next slide.
So
I want to... have the privilege to introduce you to Erickson, who currently serves as a school and child care liaison with Alameda County Healthcare Services Agency. You're going to hear Alameda County a lot, just in case you didn't know where you were. She's helping with schools, child care, sports, anything child care related, and COVID-19. She's your person. She's been a huge champion for our field throughout this pandemic, and we're really fortunate to have her here to support and advocate for us during this time. Without further
Thank you for that introduction, Jen. I just want to thank all of you for having me here tonight. It's a privilege to be able to work with you all and provide this information. And I also want to echo what Jen said about just all you have all been in this since March, and we just really appreciate you. It's just a pleasure to be able to do these webinars with you and talk with you. We face this on a daily basis. You all have questions.
Next slide. Oh,
actually, before I go to the next slide, I just want to give you a quick overview of what we're going to talk about. We're just going to do a high-level overview, kind of a vaccine 101, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about planning. Hopefully, we'll be able to answer some of your questions, but as Jen said, you may still leave with some questions unanswered, because we are rapidly planning. Things are changing daily. So, yeah. We'll、
因为这个情况呢还在不住在改变，所以到时候可能以后
还有问题。All right, so just starting into vaccines, how do they work?
先谈那个疫苗的问题。
Actually, this slide is basically saying that they do work.
this
shows you the bubbles here on the left. It's bent, so that's like what it looks like without the vaccine.
泡泡啦。
You can see that for measles, then it was 530,217, and now it would be 61.So this just gives you a visual representation of different diseases and what it looks like with vaccines. I think many of us take for granted what the vaccine is doing for our world, but it really has changed the way that we need.
疫苗已经制造成功了，所以这个很容易明白，是在还在
一直
在变的。
So the way vaccines work is they teach your body how to fight a specific disease by creating a mild infection in your body. So your body's immune system fights that infection by creating antibodies, and those antibodies will then fight that future illness when it enters into your body. And some vaccines require multiple doses and boosters to get that strong immune response. And some of the traditional vaccines that we're familiar with usually use like a modified version of the virus or bacteria that would cause that small illness. But with the COVID-19 vaccines are called mRNA vaccines. And those work a little differently, so I'm going to describe them both. And they make a harmless protein that lasts in your body for less than a day. Next slide, please.
mRNA, 信氏核
糖核酸。All right, so there's going to be kind of a lot of big words on the slide, and I'm also learning this, everything about vaccines as you were all learning all this. I'm not a doctor, so I'm just going to be sharing with you a little bit about what we've learned about, what I've learned about the mRNA vaccine.
什么是 mRNA 的疫苗？ So, the
M in the mRNA stands for messenger, so messenger
vaccine.
And they're relatively new technology. And what they do is they trigger an immune response. Many vaccines can weaken, or as I mentioned, a germ into your bodies. That's not what the mRNA vaccines do.
不是病毒是,
what they do is they teach your cells
细菌是病毒,
how to make a harmless piece of what they call a spike protein.So it makes a protein in your body, and then that protein is what fights the virus that causes COVID-19. So that protein serves as an antigen or a trigger that makes you have that immune response inside your body to fight the virus. That's how it works. What it doesn't do, it does not affect or interact with your DNA. So this is kind of a myth that might be out there that people think that it will actually affect your DNA, but it does not do that.
不会对你的 DNA
造成那个影响。And one advantage of the mRNA vaccines is that they're not produced using infectious antigens, similar to some of the other vaccines that I just mentioned.
So you cannot get COVID-19 by getting this vaccine. 不一样哈，这个
不会影响。While there are no currently licensed vaccines,
进入那个细胞核里面哈，不会影响你的 DNA 哈。
In vaccine trials like influenza, Zika, rabies,
内容这个科技不是新的，但是呢，这个相对性不是新的。这以前的研究是感冒啊，那个七家病，还有那个狂犬病啊，都曾经用过 mRNA 的疫苗。下一个幻灯。
So another, wanted to talk about how, because a lot of people have this question around how did this vaccine get out so quickly, right? Because it happened in less than a year.
能够制成这么快了，
so many people are wondering about this.
很多人好奇究竟是怎么会这么快。
Researchers were actually using existing clinical trial networks that were already out there, studying HIV treatments and other vaccines for other diseases. So there was already a lot of research out there.
Another
critical piece was that the U.S. government and the vaccine manufacturers were already, while the trials were happening, they already had all the manufacturing developed. They were working on all of that manufacturing.
在制造那个环节了，已经开始了做那个
They're also faster to produce than traditional, traditional vaccines.
还有那个 mRNA
finally,
这个疫苗呢，也比传统的疫苗呢生产的更快，和制造的更快。还有呢，有必要透过那个食品药物的管理处跟那个疾病控制中心的这个批准才可以使用。
And this is just a little. I'm not going to go into too much detail here.
这个呢，我不会非常详细来谈。
你
看看这个幻灯哈。
But just to let you know, around
就是给你知道了，
有participated in the
在那个
Pfizer
那个有43,931个人呢参与那个试验，那个 Moderna 呢就有30,000个人呢参与那个临床的试验，非常人口里面非常多元的那个人呢参与了其中。下一个幻灯。
So the vaccine clinical trial findings. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard a lot of this information, but they were found to be effective. So there's a 95% efficacy. They do produce some side effects, so fever, headache, muscle aches. Sometimes there might be a little bit more of those side effects after the second dose. Similar side effects that you might experience with other vaccines, like shingles or the flu vaccine.But there's no significant safety concerns identified in the clinical trials. And people with history of anaphylactic shock to vaccines should not get the vaccine. So you definitely want to talk to your healthcare provider about that.
如果这个有一些以往对那个疫苗啦或者打针呢有过敏反应的人呢，就不应该接受这个疫苗。
And there were no unusual side effects.
And typically, if you're going to have side effects from a vaccine, it would happen within that 收集了就没有特别严重的那个副作用哈。
So how will the vaccines change the pandemic?
那疫苗呢会怎么改变那个那个疫情大流行呢哈？
Vaccinated, we can
reduce the number of people
with COVID. Hopefully, reduce the severity of the disease,
减少那个很多那个数量方面感染那个新冠病毒的人，也可以减少那个那个病的严重性，减少那个住院率，减少那个死亡率。
So there's still more to learn about with these vaccines, but we do know that they're safe and
they're
trying to get as much vaccine produced as possible as quickly as possible. And we're still at the very beginning. So even with the vaccine, we're going to have to continue to use all of the safety mitigation, all the safety measures that we've been doing since March.
使用了所有安全的那个做法，要戴口罩啊，要小心。大概我们肯定会继续做这些安全的措施了，还有一段时间。下一个
，So children and the vaccine.
儿童跟那个疫苗。
We often get this question: Can children get it? Will it be available for children? So right now, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines aren't authorized for children. For Pfizer, it's 16.
Pfizer 是十六岁以上可以用，那个
Moderna
是18岁以上。
现在 hopefully soon.
也是在做那个 临床的试验给那个儿童，希望呢慢慢会更多数据。
So probably won't be coming to children quite some time.
大概有一段时间呢，还不会开始给那个儿童来注射的。
Next slide, please.
下一个幻灯。
And vaccine timing, we get this question a lot
疫苗的,
around how much time is in between the two vaccines.
就是两针呢, 之间应该相隔多长时间呢? Pfizer, 那个,
when you get the first
第一针呢,
vaccine, they'll let you know what vaccine you got, and they'll tell you when your next vaccine
appointment
will be. So you
should
get that information
when you get your
first vaccine.
来打, 哈, 他会告诉你,
for Pfizer, it's 21 days apart, and for Moderna, it's 28 days apart.
相隔28
天。 And they, you cannot mix the vaccine, so if you get Pfizer, you need to stick with Pfizer, and the same with Moderna. And there is a little bit of leeway. You can be maybe 4 days earlier, you can get it for the two.
刚才说的日子可以前后可以相隔四天，可以提早四天最长，但是大概是21、28天。
Another question that we get is after having COVID,
就是
感
染那个新冠以后呢，我们是否应该打那个疫苗呢？
The experts say that yes, you should, because there's such severe health risks with COVID that you should actually get the COVID vaccine after you've had it. You would want to wait. You definitely don't want to do it while you're isolating with COVID and while you're sick.
新冠呢，你不应该到你这个很病得很厉害再打，应该是立刻打。如果你接受一些治疗了，会血清啊或者任何的治疗了，你应该跟你的医疗的跟医生问他是否应该打那个疫苗。
You know, after you've had COVID, how long that immunity might last?
那不同的人呢？
But generally speaking,
感染以后呢,
究竟会持续多久呢? You could probably wait 90 days before getting the vaccine. And because there's such, we're in such short supply right now, you might have, you know, you might wait a little bit of time before go ahead and, you know, go ahead and get that COVID vaccine after having.
你大概应该是等候一下, 然后, 等那个症状解决了再打针。
All right, so now I'm going to go into, and we'll take, I guess, questions at the end. So now we're going to shift into talking about vaccine planning, which I know that you're very interested in. How are you going to get the vaccine, when, all these other questions?
怎么去慢慢让大家可以打那个疫苗？好，下一个幻灯。
So a little bit about how the vaccine priorities are
developed.
They start
with
at the CDC, at the federal level. So the federal government sets the first kind of round of priorities. And then the state develops further priorities. And then those are shared with the local health department, which is already on the health department. And then what we're working on is all of the distribution. Down there it says priorities change frequently.
最后我的行呢，这个说明呢，那个优先顺序呢，
就
经常在改变的，哈，就没有说永远是这样子的，哈。就是我觉得呢，这种情况对那个服务提供者呢，医疗方面的服务提供者呢，很多那个挑战，哈
哈。All right, next slide.
好，那个下一个幻灯。
So this is just a little bit about the state and the framework. So they're still going with phase 1B, which I'll talk more about in a minute. And all of you are in phase 1B. That's what childcare providers and educators are part of phase 1B.
就是那个
But once phase 1B is going to be finished, they're going to actually move to an independent age prioritization. So it will no longer be based on essential workers or
这个1B呢已经不属于那个所谓关键的那个工人，那个工人哈，那个。
So that's eligibility. They've also the state has contracted with Blue Shield to help them.
就跟那个南顿哈那个保险公司了，这个签的合约让他去分发那个。
And they have to get that vaccine to all out to all 58 counties. And they also need to be able to report data on that vaccine that's allocated. So Blue Shield is helping the state do that. And then lastly, the state has been pretty
Cooperative
with the clear about that they want this to have an equity focus. So they're actually giving more vaccines to counties that have neighborhoods. More neighborhoods that have been disproportionately impacted by.
他尽量把多点那个疫苗呢发给某些县呢，他有一些邻里呢，特别那个新冠的扰乱呢特别厉害，严重程度特别厉害的地方。
So in Alameda County, we do have some neighborhoods that have been heavily impacted. So hopefully that means we get more vaccines.
如果你有消息，你知道哪些邻里呢特别受到那个新冠病毒的影响了，你就告诉他。
So as I mentioned, or did I mention? I don't know, but I'm sure you all know. Yesterday, the announcement went out that we are starting phase 1B. And everyone that's in that phase,
就是正式昨天开始了，就是65岁或者以上的那个关键的工人呢，照顾儿童的工人呢，教育方面的童工呢，这个紧急服务的工人呢等等。
So let's see. One thing to keep in mind is that
我们要记住的一件事情呢是
individuals in phase 1A will still continue to be vaccinated. Every day around this. So hopefully by next week,
we'll
have a little more information about what kind of verification that you might want to show.
慢慢我们有些更明确的东西，你必须要在这个月间出现的时候要提供什么的证明，可能是要这个从事托儿的工作的牌照，可能这些有很多不同的可能用得着的那个证件证明。
Next slide, please.
好，下一个幻灯。
And another thing to keep in mind is that we're all going to have to be really patient with this vaccine rollout because there are lots of people here. It looks like that's about 24% of the Alameda County population. Everyone just take deep breaths and we all have to be patient, including myself. Because I really want everyone to get vaccinated here right away. Those who want that.
等同于那个Alameda县的24.3%的人口，134,000多人。
So another thing to know about vaccines is that there are lots of different places and ways that you might find out about it. Some of these places that we're working on that our department are what we call PODs, and that stands for County Points of Distribution. And I don't know if you heard that, but also we announced yesterday around the Museum. I'll talk a little more about that in a minute. That would be an example of a mass vaccination site. And we also have some large community-based places that we're going to be starting, I believe it started today.
也有一些, Fremont High School, 社区, 维本的一些打针的中心, 我记得, 今天好像的 Fremont高中呢,开始就有一个这样子的。
Similar to how you would do
vaccine, 然后呢,也可以透过那个,
right?
医疗照护的那个服务者呢, 来,
and then lastly,
提供,
how will you know when it's your turn?
医院啊,那个诊所啊, 社区诊所啊,
there's different ways you might find out about this information. Some will be maybe through your employer. Could be through your medical insurance. Some is like what we're doing tonight, right? We're going to be working really closely with all of the partners that put together this webinar, the emergency child care planning.
So
we're going to be working really closely with these partners to make sure that we're communicating with all of you, you know, probably weekly, if not more, around what's happening with
that.
And then we're also working with a lot of community groups and partners to make sure that we have trusted messengers out in the community.
保证呢，deliver
this information in ways
我们会那个在社区呢，把信息呢，把它传开去，用他们懂得的语言呢，来让他们明白。Right,
next slide.
好，下一个幻灯。
And this is just a little more, it's kind of a visual of everything that we're working on. The pods are up here. And this is for everything for Alameda County. And then we're also going to be
working
with the community clinics.
还有一些社区的诊所，在你这个邻里附近的方便把那个疫苗呢把它传开去。有一些特别大的那个。哦，and I should also mention，right now we have two pods，one's at St. Louis and one's at Castor Springs，phase 1A，the healthcare workers，and then we're now piloting some of these pop-up kind of community pods to kind of
会发展一些，从那个第一阶段1A了，这个经验的吸取经验，发展下一个阶段哈。好，下一个幻灯。So also very very important is that you know, really hold these values and principles.
我们对这些价值观跟原则呢非常重视，我们要保证呢透明度要资料要准确，尽可能准确。然后那个人们呢可以做出是否接受疫苗注射的一个决定。也会考虑到公平数据的问题，但我们really want to leave equity data，which is the race ethnicity。
geography，那个社会经济的因素，一些关键性的人口等等，哈，下一款灯。 And speaking of, this is a map of Alameda County, and it shows the zip codes that are most impacted by COVID. And so these are the places where we're probably going to put a lot of these community parks.
大概我们特别会建立更多的那个社区的疫苗的中心的地方，受疫情影响严重的地方。
These community pods will be in these neighborhoods. East Oakland, Fruitvale, East Oakland, Ashland, Cherryland, South Hayward, and West Oakland. And as I mentioned, we had our first pod that started this week.
And we're going to
be probably getting all these other pods up and running over the next few weeks. Next slide, please. And also in that announcement yesterday, we talked about, you might have heard on the news that the state of California is going to be partnering with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to launch this mega vaccination site.
It's actually going to be in Oakland,
which is also great, so it means more vaccine.
This is expected to launch on February 16th.
And this is going to be using a different the state's notification and registration system. The link is not live yet to register, but we will let you know when it is. It's actually on our website, but it's not. It's just a kind of a dead link. It's not up yet.
还没有真正运作，我们肯定到它运作的时候呢，会告诉大家。
And that notification system is called My Turn.
另外我们有一个通知的系统呢，叫 My Turn 州政府的通知的系统。好，下一个。
As I mentioned, supply is limited.
刚才提过。
And
那个供应
probably,
疫苗的供应呢是有限的，还是有限的。
Yeah, I want to make sure I didn't already say all this. Yeah, so what might happen with the supply is that because it's limited within these community pods,
we're probably
going to be
giving
out invitations to certain populations at different times. So we might plan for more appointments for seniors, for example. And we may reserve certain days for particular essential workers or for people just living in specific areas. There's going to be different, you know, very targeted outreach that we use in order to make sure that we're
是有那个目标性的一种那个外展的工作，特别对那些有需要那个疫苗特别需要疫苗的人呢，先针对他们。那再说一遍大概会要花点时间呢，来才可以约到时间大家可能需要那个耐心。很明显，你可以继续呢，联系你的健保计划的那个当局，看看你是否能够符合他们这个资格了，来注射疫苗。
So this is specific to you all. How do early care and education providers sign up to be vaccinated? So I believe many of you have probably already signed up, but we have something on our website that I'm going to show you on the next slide, which there's these forms that you can complete. And if you fill out these forms, then that will, at least we will have a list of everyone that's interested in getting vaccinated, and then we can share information when it's your turn. So that's one way that we can tell you that it's your turn to get vaccinated. You also may receive emails from your employer when it's your turn to get vaccinated, or actually for appointments.Or possibly your local resource and referral agency.
So it's going to be in part important.
We're going to probably be partnering with these partners in the community to send out invitations to child care providers. So it's going to be really important that you check your email frequently, notifications and updates, and that you're really connected. So like today, for this webinar, for example, an example of being connected and getting information, ways that we're going to be able to, that we're going to have to communicate with you, and it's probably going to be through email, webinars, and lots of different ways, but try to stay connected with you, and then also continue to check your health plan.
也你也应该继续了跟你的健保的那个计划了去查问。
And this was our website. I do want to mention there's a lot of information on our vaccine page of our website.
我们这个网站里面那个疫苗那个页呢，有非常多的资源的那个资料啊。
So you can fill out the employer form or the resident form, either one. And it does have child care as an option. And that way we can let you know when it's your turn. It doesn't. FAQs, frequently asked questions, really useful, and then there's a translate, a Google Translate button that you can have all those questions translated for you. There's lots of questions there, so I would highly recommend that you take a look at that. And there's just a lot of information about planning, so definitely visit the site, and we'll be updating it daily, probably, with more information.
So I want you to have that. I think that's it. Thanks. I'll tell you the latest information. That's all. And what I want to say is this.
You did.
Yeah.
Lots of information. I'll give you a second just to get a drink of water because you shared tons of information. Like I mentioned with the Q&A points, we have a few questions that were submitted, and so we wanted to do that with Lisa. I actually saw one of these questions pop up in the Q&A. And so the first question is, Lisa, how much does it cost to get vaccinated?
要打这个疫苗了，真的究竟是需要多少钱呢？那个 Lisa 回答是是免费的，不会收你任何的钱。
Yeah, free. We all love free.
Yeah.
So that's good to know that we won't have to worry about folks who are underinsured or.
所以你就不需要担心有
The next question is there a specially designated location for child?
第二个呢？
有没有个特别的指定的地点呢？给那个照顾儿童的工作者了。
但是
我们现在没有一个特别的地方给我们同行的人去现在有一些
专门做某个功能某些的，但是短期，但是并没有这样子。Community advisor group has been discussing about the accessibility of vaccines to childcare. So it's an open meeting that all folks can join and just pop in your questions or your thoughts in there. Do some self-advocacy. So I put that in the chat box a little bit earlier, but they're on social media. So if you just look at Dare to Be Well, they give information on how to access. Next meeting will be next Tuesday at 6:30.
去回答大家
okay,
下一季会议呢就是
when the COVID vaccine becomes available to childcare providers
当那个新冠病毒了这个疫苗了给那个
yeah, that's a good question. As I mentioned, we're still confirming all of the definitions and priorities and everything, but most likely it will be the people that are registered under your license to be working in your childcare, but it won't necessarily be everyone in your household, most likely.
大概是按照你那个根据
okay,、
你本人是从事这个工作机会给你、
I already had COVID,
不表示、你全家都可以给你打、我已经感染了那个感染的那个疫苗感染的新冠病毒了我是否还应该是个打疫苗呢、是的刚才那个幻灯呢、有说过、你可以稍后再打、如果、但是
I have one more question. I see there's a lot popping up, so we'll likely collect those and answer those in our FAQs. This next final question is, will license-exempt providers, i.e. family, friend, and neighbor caretakers, be included in this defined group of child care workers?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we're going to be sharing the kind of final definitions probably next week.
Hopefully, I'm thinking that the license exempt providers would be included.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for taking the time out to just share the information. I know that it's ever evolving, and you have just been great about taking questions and calls and all that good stuff. So we appreciate your partnership in this work.
I'm going to share my, can you share my email, Safe Learning email?
分享一下我的电邮和地址。
Thank you.
I can put that in the chat too.
也把那个我的电邮放在那个聊天框上面、
okay.
大家可以看得到、
we'll go on to the next slide.
然后接下去我们
go into resources again we're getting a little close on time want to make sure you have access to some information and so funding has been a huge challenge for the field
the round two of
grant funding for the California Small Business COVID-19 Relief Program has been You can apply if you need the additional funding, you haven't already received this relief grant funding information, and there's something else that I wanted to do. And if you missed any information in your application, you know, sometimes you submit something and you're like, oh my god, I put the wrong thing or I need to add the thing, there is a contact information for you to reach out to the state. It's best for you to do that instead of resubmitting. Resubmission of any application will only slow down the process and slow down the ability for the money to get into your hands, which is where it's needed. Next slide, please.
好，下一个幻灯。
So this next
slide has the where you can find it. It is at the care relief grant.com. It's a state website. From my understanding, it's translated into a number of different languages.
It's a
little bit more easier for you to navigate. If English is not your first language, again, just to remind you, round two just opened on the 2nd. It will close on the 8th at 6 p.m.
然后呢，到二月八号了，六点钟夜晚六点钟呢，就是这个最后的截止的时间。在网上里面有不同的线呢，在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在网上里面有不同的线呢。在 帮助你。
All right, next slide.
好，下一个幻灯。
And so we love to repeat, repeat.
So
the Alameda County Emergency Child Care Response Team is comprised with the R&R agencies. We have a communications team that we're really trying to align all the state, local resources, federal resources that we come across and message them out to child care providers as quickly as we can, as uniformly as we can, so that you're getting and receiving the same message. Please stay connected to them. Please open their emails. They're sharing a lot of information. They've just been such an amazing partner to get out community supplies, to get out grant funding, just to be in communication with families and get them access to care during this COVID time, and even pre-COVID, but you know what I mean. Stay in contact with your local R&Rs.
联系，保持联系，好，下一个幻灯。
And so we've been really working. We've had listening sessions last summer. We've done a few webinars in partnership with public health and other partners. And so we know that there still continues to be evolving information, particularly now that vaccines are out. What we want to try to offer is a COVID-19 child care check-in. So these will be more like information sessions where we'll share like the most relevant information that's available, that could be through public health, that could be with maybe some resources or funding that are available, just to keep you what's occurring. So what we know and what we have access to as a collective, we get to share that with you in real time. We'll have guest speakers. We want to piggyback on this session and have it on the first Thursday of every month, at least through June, at 6:30, same time, same that channel. The information will come out through the R&Rs in the very near future, so we'll plan for the first session being Thursday, March 4th at
6:30.
Next slide.
6:30, 这个每一个月的第一个星期四。
And so I just want to say a humble thank you again. Humble thank you to Lisa for again sharing the most real-time information. And out to our most precious workforce here in this county. I know this has all been a lot for us. Please know that we're advocating and championing for you and your families and getting the supports that you need. We thank you for joining us this evening. The information, we hope this information was valuable. It will be made available to you, this webinar, in the languages made available this evening, along with the FAQs. Again, stay in contact with your local resource and referral agencies. We thank you. Until next time, stay strong, be safe, and stay healthy out there.
去掌握最新的消息。好了，我们就今天会议就到这里为止。非常谢谢大家。